Okay, now it's time for some of your emails that you've been sending in. It's Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out what you've got to say and we answer it. Any emails you want to send? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you could put Dear Scott in the subject, that would really help. Thanks.
Why, exactly?
Because it helps him with his admin when he's going through his inbox. He's got this really annoying, you've got this really annoying noise on your computer at the moment which you can't turn off. So when he comes in the morning, it's like ding, 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 ding as he deletes all his emails.
I can't switch it off, I don't know how. So
I bet you've put it on just to show how popular you are with all your new emails every morning.
Do you really think that I would be able to switch it off? Think about it. Think about it.
No. True.
It is a bit annoying though, I can imagine, for the other two at 5:30 where it's going doo-doo, 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 doo-doo.
He's doing it to the Hello Hello theme tune earlier.
Not on purpose. Was I?
Really?
That's amazing. Anyway, first one.
Hi. I've been having a few ideas for Scott Mills the musical. I could play the younger version of you. I take GCSE drama and so far got an A star in my coursework. I also want to be a radio DJ, so would be able to play the part with real conviction. I really think I could make this musical a massive hit. And soon enough, the Scott Mills movie will be out. Okay, maybe a little too far. Hoping for a positive reply, Sean in Swindon. Smiley.
Well, Sean in Swindon, I have to say there's been quite a lot of email action from various actors and actresses over the weekend.
Right.
Sending in their CVs. Some of them just want to direct the show, some want to do the lighting, but there are a lot of people who do want to play me in it, and Becky. But quite a lot of interest in that.
Is there going to be a... She looks quite horrified at that. Is there going to be a younger version of you in this?
We haven't decided yet. We don't know anything. I mean, what, any suggestions you've got about the Scott Mills musical, it is happening. The theatre is booked at the Edinburgh Festival in August. We're going to be doing this show from there, and there is a musical on for 3 nights about me.
Presumably, the younger, whoever plays the younger you is going to have a moon face.
Yeah.
Because the younger you had on your publicity shots from years ago had a massive moon head.
Yes, only moon faces need apply.
For the younger Scott.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, the Posh Radio 4 lady, and Scott.
Hi.
Firstly, I can't wait to have this read out by the Posh Radio 4 lady on the podcast. Hint, hint. I'd just like to say to Becky, why don't you wear makeup? You'd look beautiful if you put a bit of Rimmel London on you. Not that you're not beautiful, but it would shut moody Chappers up when you walk in looking like hot stuff. Get a fringe as well. It'll totally rid you of that forehead. Laughing smiley. Also, I'd like to say that Chappers is a sexist bumface who perves on Sky Sports ladies who would never go for him. And he won't stop moaning, and he's not exactly a looker himself. He looks like an ex-footballer who still thinks he's the bomb, and the only reason he hates loose women is because he's one of the rubbish men that they talk about. Angry smiley. Love you, heart smiley. Amrit, 17, from Stoke-on-Trent.
I think I got off quite lightly there.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Wow. Don't hold back, Amrit. Anything you want to say, that's fine. Have you considered makeup, Becky, before?
Shut up. It's obviously some... It's a natural one that I've got. Obviously, I need to go thicker.
I'm a bit shocked. Get a fringe, it'll rid you of that large forehead.
It's true, though. It is a bit big, isn't it?
Can I just do a makeshift fringe? Yeah, it is better.
You're going to sort Chappers out as well?
What can I do?
It's harder work, isn't it?
I'm beyond hope, aren't I?
He's just a sexist bum face.
You sexist bum face. I like ones like that. More of those, please.
That isn't going to be turned into a ringtone, is it?
I hope not. Next.
Dear Scott, we would love it if you would come to our school and open our summer fair. You can have free cups of coffee, a beer and a hog roast. A Village People tribute will be there too. Please say that you can come. Steph, smiley.
I like it that Steph thought that the Village People tribute would sway it for me to go.
Has it?
More the hog roast. Is that where they put an actual pig on and just, like, flame it up?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But she doesn't say when it is, so we can't say whether we'll go or not.
No, because obviously I've got a very busy diary.
Yeah.
But yeah, the village people and the hog roast sound brilliant, so get back to me, thanks. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky and the one who doesn't speak. I'm just wondering, does the love stop once the off-air light comes on between you four? Do you spend any quality time with each other outside work hours? I could listen to you all 24 hours a day with Scott's cheekiness, Chapper's grumpiness, Becky's loveliness, and the one who doesn't speak's silentness. Love you all from Ben in Birmingham.
No, we don't. Next question.
No. We do.
It's very frosty, generally off air.
You're the one that doesn't speak, go out for drinks. I go around to Chapper's and watch programmes about aeroplanes.
Well, that hasn't actually happened yet, has it?
I'm saying now that it would be quite good if it did.
But as I've explained before, all the programmes on aeroplanes are on the upstairs generic hard disk recorder, which means you'd have to watch them in bed with me.
You're just doing that thing because you've been put on the spot of like, oh yeah, darling, we must meet up soon. You must come round to each other's house and it's never going to happen.
He only invited me round to his for an on-air feature. That's the only time I've ever been
round. That's the only time I've been round either, Scott. Yeah,
charming.
So the answer is no, we don't get along at all. Yeah, of course we do. It's 7:27. We just don't go around each other's houses that much, do we?
You're going to say it again like you mean it.
Of course we do. We love each other very much. Now, this is the bit where I play a record and Chappers walks out. It's the Veronicas.